You've heard it before, but it bears repeating. The coronavirus pandemic has touched all aspects of our life: physical and mental health, education, employment, and economics. While work continues to address all of those bigger issues, for all too many, the issue is only added to existing hardship, meaning the biggest issue is sometimes just finding a way through the day or the week. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Washtenaw United on 89.1 WEMU. Today, we're going to take a look in our conversation with Krista Gerdy at Ozone House. Krista is executive director of Ozone House, which now resides in its new location on North Huron River Drive in Ypsilanti. And Krista, welcome back to WEMU.
Hey, David, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Now, last we spoke, it was just about this time last year, we were excitedly discussing the organization's 50th anniversary and the planned opening of the new location and what that would mean to many of the young people in need of assistance. Well, the new location opened and boom, pandemic. I imagine that changed most everything you had planned for the year.
It did, and you said it right. Boom, pandemic. We moved into our new home on February 19th. We were able to complete our $6.5 million capital campaign that following week, and then the virus. So it did. It really, we are so grateful to have all this space, but everything had to stop and be in, and we had to rewrite everything we do and how we do it.
Well, just to revisit and make clear, Ozone House exists to help young people lead safe, healthy, and productive lives. They provide intensive intervention and prevention services. And Krista, when the new house opened, there were 26 beds available in the 19,000-square-foot facility. In that 3 weeks before the state shut down, how many of those beds were filled?
We were filled, but we weren't able to double up the way we thought we'd be able to do. So we really wanted to make sure that young people had their own bedrooms. And I think that is truly what has gotten us through the pandemic as safe as we have, right? The ability to have space. And what has happened since then is that we have the longest wait list we've ever had in our history.
Just to keep going in that direction, the governor issued her stay-at-home orders in March, and you were able to provide shelter to many in need, but obviously the list is much, much longer. How were you then, and how are you now, going about social distancing, proper cleaning, maintenance, and health precaution mandates as things continue to evolve and change?
Right. Thanks for asking. You know, it took us a minute to figure out what we needed to do, how to increase our protocol, our PPP, and getting used to doing work at a distance. So I think we got going very early in that. It was very difficult during the stay-at-home orders, as you might imagine. Keeping 18 and 19-year-olds inside was extremely hard. But we really had to embed our programs. But you know, we've been able to do it safely. We're testing every other week on site. And truly, because of our new space, thanks to our community support, we have enough room to be able to do our work in person very safely behind masks with 6 feet between us. We have a safety manager. We have a whole team of safety managers that every 4 hours, we have new people that monitor the building and go through every program and every hallway and do more enhanced cleaning protocol, as well as make sure that folks are in line and doing reminders and that sort of stuff.
Have you had any outbreaks?
We have had some folks test positive while here, staff and young people, which is really hard and really scary. But each time we've been able to contain it. We've been fortunate enough to be able to allow people to be home, even with exposures. So the one thing I can say to people is if you follow protocol,
it works.
It works.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Ozone House Executive Director Krista Gerdy. Ozone House, very much a hands-on operation. How much of the work has gone virtual?
A lot of the work has gone virtual, which has been very, very, very difficult because it's not just doing it. You have to redesign it. There's a lot of regulations about how to do this stuff and keep confidential. It's very difficult to engage. So we had to decide what are our core priorities, our most essential services that we have to do on the floor and in person, and then what else can we decentralize. So that took an extreme amount of work, especially in the first like 3 to 4 months, having to redesign So we have a pretty good balance, and I think it really helps safety as well. But it's very, very difficult on our staff, as you might imagine. Imagine answering a crisis line from your home, right? We're used to doing this work together, and I think we've really learned. We know this, right? We need each other. We're in this work for
right.
human contact. You can't do everything behind a Zoom or with a schedule.
So have there been adverse impacts of having to do so much of the work remotely?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we, as in this work on the front lines, you know, we are absorbing trauma all the time. You can imagine that that is just, you know, it's just so extreme right now. And, of course, it has a profound effect on everybody, including our staff. It is a lot to hold. Just us as human beings in our real lives, it's very difficult. And it's just that much more difficult to sort of carry the weight of the world, and especially when we're working alone. So it has been profoundly difficult.
And as you experience the difficulty, you mentioned that the waiting list is as long as it has ever been. What is happening with those who are in need but cannot access the services right now?
Thank you for asking. We are doing a lot of different kind of interventions, right? So just because they might not be a bed to access does not mean that we are not working with young people. We've even created a position to a wait list, right? We have a social worker that works just with the folks that are on our wait list to be able to check in, still navigate resources, do short-term interventions, something that, you know, that someone has still somebody to turn to. We're working with all of our community partners. You know, we're all moving folks around the system as we can. It is really painful, and we might not be able to get someone a bed, but we are able to do a lot more work with families to help actualize natural supports and resources. So just having to be a little bit more creative with the resources and strengths and supports that folks have in their community.
We know the pandemic has more adversely impacted people of color in our community. Pile that on top of systemic racism that already existed. Has the inequity and inequality been further highlighted to you through the work you do in 2020?
You know, no. I think we on the inside, we've always known. I think the gift is that it's being highlighted to folks that maybe didn't always see it or understand it or feel it in the way that we have always experienced and known it.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and our guest on Washington All United today is Krista Gerdy, the Executive Director of Ozone House. For all of the challenges, difficulties, and pain, as you have characterized it through the years and in this year of so much turbulence and uncertainty, I think it's also important to highlight the successes. So where have you seen success with those you serve in 2020?
You know, there's a lot of beautiful moments and silver lining around how we've come together as workers and as young people that are living in our facilities and outwardly, just getting really down to the basics, some of that stuff, the real basic stuff, loving each other in spite of the difficulties. I think, too, the endurance of keeping going because of the opportunities, because folks are seeing how broken or, you know, that our systems were created to be harmful in so many ways. I think, you know, really the opportunity of where we get to flip the system and where advocacy and where there's flexibility where there never has been has been really powerful and allowed us to meet needs very quickly, right? So successes of people saying, we're not going to make you write a proposal or do all these things to be able to get the extra money you need, right? Just so a different kind of trust, those sort of things are really showing up. People recognizing each other's resiliency is really kind of what's getting us through it.
We're about to enter a new year, and much of what will come is yet to be determined. The uncertainty isn't going anywhere. What is the Ozone House strategy given those circumstances?
Well, you said when we started, just getting through the day, we talk about just getting through the moment. We're being flexible and creative and laughing where we can, but we also are keeping our eye on the future. And internally, there's a lot of growth going on for us and stabilization. This pandemic has highlighted our strengths as well as our weaknesses, right? We want to be able to show up. We want to continue to offer more for our community, and that's what's keeping us going.
You've personally been working as a youth advocate for about a quarter century.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced a year like 2020?
No. No, David. I truly have not. No one has, right? All I could ever think is I hope my entire career has prepared me to lead this agency and lead the largest crisis any of us have ever been in. No, And it will take us years to really understand and heal.
While we head into another, at least, portion of a year of uncertainty, and the resources are stretched to the limit, what can the community do to assist all those who remain on a wait list and may not be accessing the services they so need?
One, we want everyone to know we're here. We might have wait lists, but we're still serving. So make sure people are calling our crisis line. People need to take care of their families and their own personal network. Show up for your neighbors, show up for your family, show up for your friends. Every penny counts. You know, if folks want to do donations of clothes or in-kind, all of those things are very, very helpful. And we just need to take care of the people that are around us. It is really, truly that simple.
Well, Krista, thank you for doing exactly that. And thanks to your staff as well. And thank you for the time today.
Thank you, David. It's always great to connect. I appreciate talking with you.
Krista Gerdy is Executive Director of Ozone House and the latest guest on Washtenaw United. This feature is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and is heard every Monday. To access the Washtenaw United Archive and for more information on Ozone House, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.